In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Ezekiel means strong is God, or strengthened by God. He needed it. When the Lord handed him his call papers while in Babylonian exile, it was to be prophet at large, rebellious house church, heart of stone district. Can you imagine? There was a time when the so-called people of God were hard-hearted toward his own word. And he said to me, "Son of man, stand on your feet, and I will speak with you." And as he spoke to me, the Spirit entered into me and set me on my feet. And I heard him speaking to me. In this first word to Ezekiel, we learn so much. Son of man, or perhaps son of Adam. That is, sinner, human, mortal. This title from the Lord puts Ezekiel in his place, which is our place too, humbled before the Lord God. There is no room for pride, for self-generated strength. We are, after all, offspring of sinners. We cannot stand on our own. But Ezekiel did stand before the Lord because the word of the Lord commanded him to stand, and the Spirit is in that word and causes the word to do what it says. It's just as we witnessed in the miracle of Margaret's baptism. Margaret, you were a lifeless branch, physically alive but spiritually dead by the side of the road until Christ Jesus himself sought you out, poured his own life blood and water from his side and poured it on you, brought you through his death into his resurrection, cleansed you of your sin, filled you with the Holy Spirit, and now you are fully alive, a living branch of the living vine, Jesus Christ. Gathered with your dear sister Miriam and handed to Li Wei and Yen Yen so that they may bring you continually to the hospital of the Holy Christian Church. Here with us all, you may every day receive the forgiveness of your sins and the medicine of life in the Word and in the Blessed Sacrament until we all come into the fullness of the new creation which had its start in you today. Welcome home. May you, like your dear parents, be strong in the Lord, a joyful confessor of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The same word and the same Spirit brought Ezekiel to his feet, and he is called to faithfully deliver what the Lord gives him to say. No room for a little empty flattery, no room for avoiding that one word which might offend. No, preach you the word and plant it home to men who like or like it not. Don't fear those who can harm your body or glare at you or sting you with thorn and thistle and scorpion bite. No, son of man, remember me. Eat my word. Read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest it. Live on my word, and you will stand and live forever. How easy it is to believe that we deserve better here, that we deserve easy, always successful vocations. But the Lord put Ezekiel where he put him and gave him a scroll of lamentation and mourning and woe to consume. And amazingly, to Ezekiel, it tasted sweet. There would be another son of man who often called himself Son of man. While sinless, he too was the offspring of a sinner, a mother named Mary. He too was called to preach a word of judgment and grace to rebellious house church. You'd have to say the congregation tried to end his call with a divine dismissal. Angry faces glared at him and despised him. Thorns pierced his brow, nails stung his flesh, and his hand, the very hand that handed Ezekiel that scroll of lamentation and mourning and woe to eat, that hand took the cup of God's wrath, the cup of lamentation and mourning and woe, and drank it down to its dregs. Not a drop of God's condemnation left for anyone who hears and believes and is baptized into this Son of Man. St. Peter tells us that when this Son of Man's body laid flat in the grave, the same Spirit that set Ezekiel on his feet raised up the greater Son of Man, proving that the rebellion of man and the power of demons and of death can never trump the life of the author of life. He lives, and so you will live in him, and so also your work in him is never in vain. Dearly beloved, there will be days when you, even as you seek to live at peace with all men, because you faithfully proclaim the word of the Lord Jesus, will be glared at and stung with thorns and briars and scorpion bite, perhaps. But no, sons of men, every glare and every sting was first endured by Christ Jesus for you. And he who was Ezekiel's strength will feed you his word and his enfleshed word in his body and blood to forgive you and strengthen you and keep you. And by his Spirit, you will stand on every day of trouble, and you will stand on that last day. Thanks be to God, in Jesus' name. Amen.